At the close of trade, ICE canola futures closed mixed on Wednesday, with losses in the old crop months while the new crop positions are either side of steady. After trying to turn positive, the May contract is down $3.30 at $624.40 per ton, and the July contract gives up $2 at $634 per ton. A broker comments the recent dip in canola is due to routine seasonal rebounds, some short covering, and farmer selling. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as Malaysian palm oil. Declines in European rapeseed, along with Chicago soy meal, are weighing on values. Higher prices for global crude oil are spilling over into the oilseeds. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie rising to 74.28 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 74.08. Routing off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are a pinch higher on Wednesday. The May contract adds 0.75 cents at $11.97 per bushel. May soy oil also rises 0.75 cents at 48.57 cents per pound. May soy meal loses $2.80 at $336.40 per short ton. Corn is slightly lower as its May contract dips a half cent at $4.41 per bushel. Oats are slightly higher, with a May contract tacking on a quarter cent at $3.73. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago May loses 3 cents at $5.44. Kansas City May drops a dime at $5.87.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is down 8 cents at $6.64. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 13th. At MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, for CFCW, I'm Glenn Halleck.